You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio talking about new movies coming out this weekend, and we have a few.
There's two movies opening today, and one, I know you're like, Amy Schumer and I Feel Pretty.
Please tell me this is better than that last thing she did with Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that was terrible.
It was awful.
You know, but I can't look at the title of this film without thinking of the song from West Side Story.
I Feel Pretty.
Or Adam Sandler, you know, and Jack Nicholson singing in the car. Well, this is kind of like Shallow Hal, remember that
right,
movie?
Yes.
And Working Girl. So she, okay. She works for this big cosmetic company in New York City, and she's like, runs their online department, but she's like in the basement somewhere, not even near where the high tower is on Fifth Avenue, where all the models are doing, where everything's
right.
happening. So she finally hits her head doing one of those speed classes with the, what do they call them? With the,
oh,
the bikes?
Spin classes. Yeah, yeah.
So she's on the bike, she hits her head, and when she wakes up, she thinks that all that working out has made her into a model. And here's what's the best thing about it. It's PG-13. So I love raunchy blue humor.
Right.
And, you know, especially like Trainwreck.
Oh,
this movie is a lot. It's clean. It really is. There's some scenes where you're like scratching your chin, you know.
Right.
But overall, it's not dirty, you know. So it's really charming.
For
she's
her,
wonderful in it. It's empowerment because, of course, by the end, she's like, it was me the whole time.
Oh. She's getting a lot of heat for the movie, too, because people are saying, oh, because, you know what, so you have to be skinny to feel pretty. No, that's...
But they resolve that,
It
attacks those, you know, stereotypes head on, you know, and that's where the humor comes from.
I'm looking forward to seeing
it. I had a good time with it. And our second film this weekend is another comedy, and it's 17 years in the making, Super Troopers 2.
Really?
Yeah, and I always got Super Troopers and Reno 911 always mixed up.
Okay, so, all right.
But Super Troopers
is... It's so easy.
It is. They're all cops, right? And the first one grossed like $30 million. It was a tremendous cult hit. I thought it was very funny. It's from a group called Broken Lizard, which is a comedy troupe. There's a dispute between the Vermont and Canadian border. So now part of America is actually in Canada. So they're patrolling this small little piece of Canada. And of course, they're all against the Americans showing up. So there's nothing but constant Canada versus America jokes. You know, all the talking, you know, and the French like that. There's funny moments. And overall, if you're a big fan, because they've been going city to city doing special screenings for all their fans, people showed up dressed in, you know, Canadian Mountie outfits. So it should do really well. Even though I thought there should be more laughs in it. And, you know, Rob Lowe and all these big cameos in it. But overall, I didn't laugh as much as I wanted to.
Okay. All right.
Of course, follow Jeff on YouTube, Facebook, and VegasFilmCritic.com.
And next week, I'll be heading to the Turner Classic Movie Film Festival. I'll be reporting from Hollywood next week.
Cool.
And also, Infinity War comes out finally, the new Avengers. So that's a huge film.
Wow.
Summer has come early. And Carla, are you doing kabuki? Because your eyes
Shut up.
Jeff, I know have a great weekend.
Fine.